This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to BFM, the business station. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we are talking about politics and social media. When should social media platforms cut off rule-breaking world leaders? One specific world leader will come to mind, of course. Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle.
Look at the polls. So at their discretion is 41%. They shouldn't at 34.3%. After public backlash at 19% and others at 5.7%.
Over on Instagram, no poll today, but you know, we've left it open-ended for you. And we've got a response here from Lim San Sien, who says, should uphold freedom of speech and expression should be guaranteed. So I guess Lim
right.
has voted for they shouldn't.
Right. So this is a comment here on WhatsApp. So on the topic of social media and politicians, imagine if the team in air quotes, helpfully worded all the tweets and posts to the extent that nobody knew what the politician was capable of thinking and saying, and then he was re-elected. It's a double-edged sword, right? And I'm sure that that's the case probably with a lot of world leaders as well, when everything is so cleverly masked, right? So that's my point, right? Where, you know, you want to know how they think, but at the same time, when it comes to a point where you've incited violence, so it's a very difficult discussion, right?
Yeah. Well, moving on, as we promised, we have a story now about, well, news that you may have heard earlier this week. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is reportedly looking to start his own social network in the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay. So the former U.S. president was, of course, booted from Twitter and suspended from YouTube and Facebook pending review after spewing misinformation about the 2020 election and arguably inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th this year. We don't have all the details, but here's what we know, courtesy of an interview that Fox News did with Trump spokesperson Jason Miller.
Right.
Donald Trump obviously has been booted off Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, which were a great megaphone for him. Does he plan to try to get back on social media, perhaps with some new outfit?
You know, Harry, this is really interesting, the fact that the president's been off of social media for a while, because his press releases, his statements, have actually been getting almost more play than he ever did on Twitter before. I'm not sure if that's because the length of them are a bit longer. I even had one reporter say that she thought it was much more elegant, the way that the president was able to communicate his thoughts, and it very much looked more presidential in that longer form. But I do think that we're going to see President Trump returning to social media in probably about 2 or 3 months here with his own platform. And this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game. And everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does. But it will be his own platform.
So just to follow up, will this be a platform that the president, the former president, will create himself, will be working with another company? And obviously, he'll be starting from scratch. He won't start out with 88 million Twitter followers.
Well, I can't go much further than what I was able to just share, but I can say that it will be big once he starts. There have been a lot of high-powered meetings he's been having at Mar-a-Lago with some teams of folks who've been coming in. And I got to tell you, there have been, it's not just one company that's approached the president. There have been numerous companies. But I think the president does know what direction that he wants to head here. And this new platform is going to be big, and everyone wants him. He's going to bring millions and millions, tens of millions of people to this new platform.
It will be big when it launches. That, of course, was Donald Trump spokesman Jason Miller breaking the news about the Trump social network to Fox News. This news, of course, boosted those in the right wing, with many saying that Trump's social media platform will be widely successful. And additionally, it will create an incentive for people to close their Twitter and perhaps even their Facebook accounts, you know, where right now, Trump is not very favorable. They also claim that Amazon and other self-appointed speech police, in inverted commas, will also feel the economic pain, and dissatisfied customers seek substitutes for and then cancel the cancel culture business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But running a social network is hard, as Trump may soon find out. According to an article we found on Fast Company, people post untrue, defamatory, threatening and conspiratorial things on social networks, requiring a major investment in content moderation staff and systems. It might get even harder this year if the U.S. Congress decides to scale back or repeal Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. This act shields social networks from civil suits arising from hosting or removing user content.
Yeah, so actually, repealing Section 230 was one of Trump's go-to threats against big tech companies that run social networks, especially Twitter. You know, days after Twitter began applying truth labels to Trump's tweets, Trump released an executive order directing Congress to remove the 230 protections, because this 230 section is to protect these social networks, right? And many of Trump's executive orders had they had little effect, of course, but that one spurred some of his GOP devotees in Congress to introduce bills restricting Section 230 protections. Reforming this act is one of the few issues that's garnered support from both Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. over the last year, and for very different reasons. President Joe Biden has expressed support for completely repealing the law. Democratic senators from Virginia, Hawaii and Minnesota introduced a bill, I think this was just last month, that would reduce Section 230 protections for social media content that can cause real-world harm, such as discrimination and harassment after what happened earlier this year, right? House Democrats are now debating their own approach to reforming Section 230 as well.
So whatever happens to Section 230 this year, Trump's social network would have to play by those rules, just like every other social media site. Judging by the posts of Trump supporters on right-wing social networks such as Gab and Parler, the possibility of legal exposure could be considerable, and more lawsuits is something Trump probably doesn't need right now.
Nope.
We're going to take a quick break now, but when we come back, we'll discuss why Trump's social media network could be an epic failure.
Yes, and we are asking you today, when should social media platforms cut off rule-breaking world leaders? You can get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. For now, here's Judas Priest with Living After Midnight. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.